My guest today is Patrick Conley, Vice President for Product Development at VeriSign Operations and Infrastructure. Pat, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure.
First of all, tell me a little bit about yourself, your background. What was your childhood like?
Well, I was clearly one of those kind of people that today we call a geek, although I don't think we used the term back then. My first experience with computers, for example, was in high school where we had a dial-in facility to a larger computer, and we just used a teletype. One of my first programs I ever wrote was to generate a Fibonacci series, and that's something that always sticks in my mind because, as it turns out, I actually had the exact same problem on a master's exam many, many years later at Penn State.
Now, tell me about your experience with Topcoder. How did you first find out about the competitions?
One of the fellows that works for me, the director of product development named Grady Bryant, was looking into Topcoder as a potential way for us to get access to some serious programmers. Like every high-tech company these days, we're continuing to reach out and look for better and better people to hire. And he introduced me to Topcoder as a vehicle for getting access to those kind of people.
Now, have you attended any on-site finals for the TCO or the TCCC?
Actually, last year we sponsored one of the Topcoder Open. We're one of several sponsors. And I did attend the finals. It was a very exciting time.
Now, you became an active Topcoder member last fall, and you've since competed in 5 SRMs. Tell us what that experience was like.
Well, after having gone to the Topcoder Open and having had the opportunity to watch some of the coders and see them do the coding, I was excited to give it a try myself. My motivation for that was to really kind of have a better understanding for myself about what skills were necessary to be a top coder. The experience has been great. It's something that I really enjoy. It doesn't take a whole lot of time, and so it's something I can do, an evening every couple of weeks and participate in one of the single round matches.
Mm-hmm. Did you submit any challenges, and tell us what your scores were like?
Actually, I don't remember the exact scores, but I do remember my very first match. I got no points for solving problems. The only points I got were for successfully challenging other people.
Are you taking part in the upcoming 2006 Topcoder Open that's going to be happening in Las Vegas?
Yes, we're a sponsor again this year for the Topcoder Open. And as such, we have a sponsor track where people from our company can also participate. We're not eligible to win the final prizes and that kind of thing. But we do have kind of an internal competition that we hold and see who the Topcoder in VeriSign is. Not only am I competing, but I've sent out a message to some 100 or more engineers challenging them to compete head-to-head with me in the competition.
Given your experience with TC, share with us some of your impressions about the Topcoder community.
Clearly, the Topcoder community is on the top of their game. My experience in looking at some of the puzzles, and I was looking at one of the problems just this morning, it reminded me what a broad array of problems the community has at their fingertips, the techniques and geometry and statistics and mathematics that they use in the algorithm competition. So it's clearly a group of folks who are really on top of their game, as well as very quick. The really challenging part of the entire competition is that it's timed, and you have to immediately get to the answer, and it's not something that you can look up or research or think about too much.
Now, I looked at your member profile, and your quote there is, "What is essential is invisible to the eye." What's that all about?
That comes from a story called The Little Prince, and it's a children's story of sorts, but it's rather deep and philosophical. At least that's the way I read into it. And it talks about, the moral of the story is that you can't always tell from looking at something what's deep and what's important about that thing or about that person.
Are there any misconceptions that a Topcoder competitor might have about what's going on behind the scenes in development at VeriSign?
I could answer that mostly from my own experience. When I got out of school, I got a master's degree in computer science, and I certainly thought, like I think most of our Topcoder competitors would think, that as you go into the business place, you spend all of your time deeply involved in very difficult programming challenges all the time. Whereas, in fact, the programming element of working in a place like VeriSign or other companies of our ilk is is an important part, and it's a critical part of what we do. But we also spend a lot of time on more engineering-like tasks, getting the requirements, understanding, testing, and regression testing. So I do believe that, that most people entering the workplace probably have a little bit of a skewed idea about what it is to be a professional software engineer.
At VeriSign, what's the biggest difference between being an engineer for operations and infrastructure, O&I, compared to being an engineer for one of the business units?
Well, actually, that's a question I get quite often inside VeriSign, because our position outside the business unit is very unique. The business unit engineers tend to be focused on the feature and functionality that drives the business, those kind of features that sell the product, that cause the revenue to come in. Whereas in operations and infrastructure, we're more interested in the underlying code, the code that keeps the system up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we have a focus around operations. We have a focus around speed, security, reliability. And you come at a problem from a slightly different perspective when you look at it from those angles. So what we do is we work in harmony with the business unit engineers, and together we work to produce the products.
Mm-hmm. Now, who are the customers for O&I software engineers?
Generally, we think of the other engineering units as our customers. So we tend to produce common code or common platforms that the business unit engineering groups use.
What type of problems are software engineers asked to solve? Do the algorithm or component competitions have any relevancy?
Both the algorithm and the component competitions have a lot of relevancy. In the algorithm side, we have to write very tight, very fast code. And that's something that you have to practice every time you enter an algorithm competition, because not only is it timed in the amount of time that you can spend on the code, but how quickly it runs is an element of success in an algorithm competition. On the component side, I think those are perhaps even more applicable to development at VeriSign, because we're always trying to develop common code within the O&I engineering group to be used by other groups.
Tell me a bit about the Atlas platform system and what kind of technical attributes define it.
Atlas is a big success story of the O&I engineering group. Several years ago, we decided that in order to take many of our products to the level that we needed to invest the time and money into building our own memory-based database. So we've created the Atlas platform, which can handle literally billions of transactions and do it in a reliable fashion so that it stays up 7x24. The Atlas engine is the core element of our DNS system, which resolves all the domain names for the .com and .net across the globe.
And was that why the Atlas platform was originally developed?
The DNS system was the system that we had in mind when we designed the Atlas platform, but we've used it for many other applications. Another example, we use it for our network routing directory, which is a high-performance directory for routing voice over IP calls.
What technologies are being used to develop and operate it?
The Atlas program is pretty much just core, tight C code, so not a lot of modern Java-like applications. This is something where we're truly focused on the core, tight algorithmic code at the heart of a system.
Pat, tell me, how can a software engineer move up the value chain at VeriSign, and what does VeriSign do to help?
There are two tracks of advancement in VeriSign for a technical engineer. One is the obvious track to, after years of practicing your craft and development, to move into management, and a lot of people like to do that. But in addition to that, and probably of more interest to your top coder competitors, there's a technical track as well. And in the technical track, an employee, an engineer, continues to build their skills and moves up through the technical ranks until the top-level engineer in our organization is called a principal engineer, and that has a business equivalent to a director-level position in our company.
Are most positions at VeriSign filled through promotion or external hire or a combination?
Well, certainly it's a combination. VeriSign has been a very acquisitive company over the last few years, and we expect to be over the next few. So a lot of our new engineers come to us through the acquisition of companies. But in addition to that, we have organic growth where we're continually hiring people in, as well as promoting people internally.
Pat, one last question. What's the most useful advice that you can give to Top Coder members?
Well, from my own experience, clearly the thing that differentiates are the people who can compete often and practice in the practice rooms. There's a wide range of algorithms that show up at any given time in one of the competitions. And by looking at those, by exploring the algorithms that are on the practice sites, you gain a much broader background in the kinds of things that will come up in the finals and in the competition.
Well, Pat, thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, it's been my pleasure.
Patrick Conley is Vice President for Product Development at VeriSign Operations and Infrastructure.